You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, unceded territory of the Musqueam people. Live from Studio A at CITR 101.9 FM, it's Andy Land Radio with Andrew Willis. Now here's Andy!
Welcome to another episode of Andy Land Radio. I am your host, Andrew Willis, and tonight is your night. It is Wednesday, which means we're ready to party. It's closer to the weekend. Honey, the weekend's already started for me. On tonight's show, we have Angus Maude, Masherman, Ty Siegel, Draculas, The Courtneys, Smoke Eaters, Frankie and the Witchfingers, Nikki Normal, Taco Cat, and the drums on tonight's show. So get ready, get up, get down, party. This is Andy Land Radio.
Making you feel smarter and happier. It's Andy Land Radio with Andrew Willis on CITR 101.9 FM.
Siegel on Andy Land Radio. Welcome, everybody. This is Wednesday. This is your night. This is the middle of the week, which means that, you know what? It's the weekend. It's the weekend. It is the weekend right now. That's how I feel. That's how I feel every Wednesday. I feel excited. I feel happy to have you here. And I'm happy to have two lovely boys here in the studio. Boys, introduce yourself.
Hello. I'm Angus. Angus Maude from Isla Records.
Okay. I'm Sam. You can call me Masherman or Sam. I'll respond to both. And I'm also from Isla Records. We run it together.
Now, tell me about Isla Records. That is a new label in Vancouver.
Well, we're kind of new. We've been doing it for 4 years now, but we've been doing it well for two.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah, we had a very exciting 2017 where we were like the new kids on the block and we really overworked ourselves and did way too much. Then we spent 2018 trying to figure it out, and this year we like really know our role and play it. So it
good
feels
for you.
New.
Yeah, and we have six amazing artists signed to the label.
Okay, I know one of them, Biawana, who I had on the show.
Right, yeah.
Crouch and 40 Sippas.
Yes.
And
us too.
It's Young Friend.
Us too. Just Young Friend.
Just Young Friend, okay.
Yeah, Young Friend.
And Billy Ray.
And Billy Ray. You're and right. us too. That's the six.
I love it. I love it.
We're a very cute bunch. We're
a work together. We support one another, and we're like a little family.
Can I just say, we're writing the show literally like 10 minutes before we came on air. We were sitting in Studio B.
Yeah.
We were having a couple beers, having some laughs.
A little silly soda.
I love you. And we're having some drinks. And we were just writing some great stuff. I'm so excited for the news that we're going to be doing for this show. Because Angus, by the way, you are just a natural funny man.
That is, next to Sam, that's the weirdest compliment I've ever got.
I bring it out of him. He gets delirious around me. I'm not sure what I do to him.
Yeah, we just rhyme. We just rhyme words together.
I love it.
I appreciate that. Sam's the funny guy next to me, though.
Are we going to make some movies together? Let's make some digital content. I think we should.
Yeah.
Let's make some shorts. Let's make a motion picture, a musical.
Yeah.
Let's start with a short film first, 9 minutes.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, let's not get too ambitious.
You know what I want to do is a queer drunk history? I think it could be really...
That's fire. Ooh. So it literally just...
Drunk history, but about queer stuff. So people are inevitably...
I think we have the name, Silly Sodas.
Silly Sodas. I love this. See, this is what I mean. You guys are like comedy, like entertainment writing gold. I am like, that is my thing. That's what I want to do. That's what I do. And I just love that I have you in studio. Now, we're going to play two songs here from these two lovely guests, both off of Nyla Records. Check it out. What's your website?
www.nylarecords.com. Mm-hmm. But also, we're on Instagram and Twitter.
And out the gate, Nyla is spelled NYHLA. You can think about it as New York, LA. H is in the middle.
A lot
of people are like Nyla or N.
Yeah, we've got some really bad spelling error. Someone literally said Hula Records.
Yeah, one. What? Someone tagged us as Hula Records.
Why don't you
once.
Just make it NYLA?
Well, it's named after my grandma. My grandma's
Forget
name is Nyla.
Your grandmother. Who cares? Your grandmother has a horribly spelled name. No one can say it. Does she have the same problem?
She has the same problem.
Yeah, everyone's calling her Hula Hoop.
When you Google Nyla, we come up.
Oh, yeah. And like when you know, we own that. We acknowledge that we could probably spell it a little bit better.
What can I say?
We own it.
Google my name. A lot of things come up. There's a professional swimmer, apparently, that's named Andrew Willis. It's weird.
Oh, I've been battling with like a very well-hated British... politician.
Really?
Named Angus Maude. Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
Fighting for space on the internet with.
Oh.
And with Masherman.
You should just impersonate him.
Well,
Angus.
I keep looking like at tweets that are like, "Oh, I love your music, Angus Maude. Oh, I hate you and everything you've done for the country, Angus Maude." And it's like it goes back
Most
and forth.
Of those were my tweets, I must admit. I was tweeting you. I have a ghost bot account.
You're disgrace to this nation of England.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's where I recognize you from.
I just get confused with, I don't know, Masherman, like Mass Herman or something. It means something in the
Yiddish.
Philippines. And maybe in Yiddish.
Yeah, probably.
It's just my name. My name's Sam Herman, Sam backwards, M-A-S-H-E-R-M-A-N. Oh. It's really easy. But I'm also half...
Someone read Holes and loved it as a kid.
Oh,
Stanley Yelnats.
Yeah, that's me.
Hello,
that's
over here.
Your new name, Sam. That is your new name.
I'm trying to release a cover of that Hole song that they sing when they dig. Like, digging up them holes. Like, that's a great tune.
Sounds like a Negro spiritual. It
sort of does. Well, I mean, they were like digging holes.
Like an old... I know. On a chain gang, all singing songs.
Sam, your new name is Stanley Yelnats, and I don't want you to forget that.
Okay, you know what? That's fire.
Great,
no one's claimed
that's
that.
That's not
for
a
an
bad thing.
Alias.
It's a fantastic film. I grew up on it. Thank you for that, Andy.
Shout out Shia LaBeouf, real quick.
I do love Shia LaBeouf.
I love Shia LaBeouf.
I'm going to reach out to Shia LaBeouf, and I'm going to get in touch with his manager or his publicist, and I'm going to see if I can. I would love to interview him.
Oh my God, get us on. I would love to talk to him.
I would like to go on a date with him. He's actually really cute. Although his butt isn't as like svelte as it could be, but.
Oh, yeah, he would have some curveballs, though. Like you, I don't even know how that night
would go. I would just love for him to come into the studio and trash it.
Yeah,
and then have wild, violent sex.
I have so many Even Stevens questions.
You know what? I'll bring you in for that interview. Look, let's talk about your two songs you have. What do you have? You have My Turn. That's yours, Sam.
Yes, that's my song. It's coming out Friday off of an album I'm putting out on the 19th that I've worked forever on called Otis.
There you go. Check it out.
So, yeah, this is going to be a little sneaky peek for everyone. For,
all right. Sneaky peek.
Yeah.
In 2019. Sodas. That sounds unsafe.
Oh, yeah, you can follow my premium Snapchat for more sneaky peeks.
Just so you know, Sam kind of looks like a perv. Like, he kind of has, like, the ball cap on.
Oh, yeah, and I've got huge eyes.
It's very Tom Hanks in Philadelphia.
You know,
it's like,
it would be worse if I had normal-sized eyes, but I have these huge eyes.
Here, let me look at your eyes. Get over here. Do you want to go on a date?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he is hypnotizing.
Let's talk after. All right.
Okay, look, we got to go to a break. Frankenstein, we'll talk with you, Angus, about
we'll
that when
we
come back.
After, yeah. It's a novel I wrote.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
No.
Oh, well, it could be. Dracula's Gain Ground next on Andyline Radio.
Thinking about it, we're talking about it. Andyline Radio with Andrew Willis. Our borders are always open. We'll be right back.
Lost Boys, the Courtneys, just hanging out here. I was feeling really cool. Boys, how are you feeling?
Absolutely.
I was jiving during that song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
I don't know. Kind of makes me feel kind of sexy neat. My shoulders kind of move.
Yeah, I feel that.
What did you think of our disco party before the show? I do like, for all of you listening, today we did something very new and very different. We did a disco pre-show element where 3 minutes before the show, I play Disco Inferno. And then myself, my guests, performers, whatever, we just have a damn good time. We just dance.
It was a pump up for sure.
It was really awesome.
If you can't get into it to Disco Inferno, you should just bounce. I don't know.
That's exactly, right?
Yeah, there are just some songs like that, and that's one of them.
For those of you who are just tuning in, I am here joined in studio with Sam, the lovely Sam, and Angus.
Yeah, Angus Maud and Masherman.
Masherman.
Sammy
yes.
Masherman Sam from Masherman. Nyla Records.
From Nyla Records.
In the cut.
NYHLA.
Yeah. We're just hanging out here. We are drinking 40s.
Yeah,
vodka.
We're sipping 40s of vodka. I'm
out
halfway through.
We're actually about to start a new band to compete with the Crouch and 40 Sippers. We're going to be the stand-in Corona Chuggers.
Yeah. That's
I'm just going to be Andrew and the Milk Jugs.
Okay.
Andy and the Milk Jugs. Right. The Dirty Milk Jugs.
And who are the Dirty Milk Jugs? Is it just
us?
More you?
It's my left and right breasts.
Oh, tight.
Okay. I know. I've been drinking so much homogenized milk. My breasts.
I don't think you're going to have any competitors then. I think you're going to be good.
I got a nice rack.
Yeah, you know.
Pretty cool.
And there won't be like any interband beef unless you really don't get along with them.
No. Yeah, you'll
like
break tight. I mean, I don't know. Sometimes one gets a little more itchier than the other. And one of my nipples isn't permanent any. It's weird.
Oh, wow. That's fascinating.
Boys, do you have innies
so
or outies?
I know that.
What's going on with your nipples?
Yo, that's a good question.
That's the only reason why I brought you here.
I'm sort of like...
I'm good.
I feel like outies suggest that there's like they're like very prominent. I'm mm-hmm. like I'm like kind of like a surface. I'm very neutral.
Nice.
Yeah, you'll feel
them. He's like Switzerland.
Yeah.
His nipples...
My nipples are Switzerland.
You won't see them, but you'll feel them.
Mine are like the Swiss Alps or big old slopes. Angus, what's going on with your nipples? We need to know.
The best way I can explain is you won't see them from afar, but you could feel them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm looking right now. It's kind of dark in the studio.
They're like a force. Yeah, they're like Voldemort. Mm. You can't mention them.
I'm leering
you know when
at you.
Yeah, don't say them three times.
Yeah, but you know when they're around. You know when they're watching.
I'm watching and leering.
Yeah.
It's
so funny you said that because I always call my nipples Voldemort.
And I lurk. Really?
No.
They cast spells on you. Spooky. It's witchy in here. Kids, we're hanging out with Masherman and Angus Maud, both co presidents.
Yes, president, vice HBICs. President,
HBICs.
Yeah.
Yeah,
of Nyla Records.
CE Bros.
Vancouver's hippest, hottest record shop. Thing. I don't know.
Well, we're not a record shop.
I brought you here to tell me. I didn't do any research.
Oh yeah.
We're family.
We're
family
musicians. We sell pop records.
Oh no way.
We're cute.
We're all over Spotify. Apple Music, anywhere that you can find music, we're
Deezer.
There. Besides HMV.
Deezer.
Yeah, Google Deezer.
Play.
Who
Google
the
play.
Hell goes on Deezer? And what
I
is
know
it?
What? There is a market there, and I have no idea.
I feel like it's people that just want to be like, Spotify, I'm on Deezer.
That's
like,
we that's are like on Deezer. We're on Tidal as well, everywhere. Everywhere.
You're on Tidal?
Oh, we're
fuck
on every,
yeah.
every
okay.
online store there
Sorry.
Is.
Honey, I got a gripe. Tidal's expensive.
Don't buy it. Don't get it.
Don't get
but
it.
But if you have
don't
it,
get it
we're
so
on
you
it.
Don't have to listen to any other music.
Don't listen to
it's
our music.
We're,
on Tidal.
We're where it matters, which is Spotify and Apple Music. That's where you look. And we have a playlist on Spotify called Nyla Season 2 with all the music we've released this year. You can go follow it and listen to what we got. It's awesome. It really is. And that's not biased.
I'm thinking about putting out a record. I'm going to call it Nip Slips.
Yeah.
Oh, and is this by Andy and the Milk Jugs?
Andy and the Milk Jugs with a new release, Nip Slips.
You can catch the music video on Pornhub, right?
that would be so chic. Like, imagine if, like, ASAP put out, like, a promo video on Pornhub.
Someone did that, but I forget who. I know Young Ma, who's a rapper, produced a
Kanye
porn.
Had
that's
close.
So
that's close. I know Famous by Kanye is probably on Pornhub.
Mm-hmm. The entire live stream of Frank Ocean building the endless staircase is on Pornhub, which is really funny.
I don't like thinking about Angus on Pornhub. He's too pure.
I just go to watch that.
For those of you who cannot see us here in studio, Angus is showing some thigh, showing some sexy leg. Honey, those chicken cutlets are just looking cute as hell.
Oh, yeah. He runs every morning. Can you tell?
Do you actually?
For 3 days
honey,
in a row.
Honey, let me see those gams.
You better bet.
Honey,
three
I need
days
a,
in a row.
Oh my God, I gotta get a Gam Cam in studio.
Oh wow,
ooh, I'm so glad it's not installed.
That is $1 million idea.
Honey, it is installed. You just don't know where it is.
God,
it's going straight to SD live feed on Pornhub, apparently exclusive, and then on Deezer.
I mean, they cut checks. You can make some good money on Pornhub.
You know what? Let's make a porno.
You ready? I'm done.
I thought we were going to short, doing a short film.
Oh, it'll be. I don't even know. Everything's like devolving.
It's all art.
Yeah.
Come on.
I mean, art's
don't
art.
Knock the
hustle.
That's our platform.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your other platform, which is Nyla Records, shall we?
Oh, that's
is your,
a good
yeah,
idea.
Do you forget about that? Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, geez. Wow.
Yeah, so, boys, Angus, Sam, Samala. I don't know what to call you. Bubba.
Samala Anderson.
Please call me Bubba. Make me feel at home.
Baruch Hashem, Bliana. Yeah, no, we'll do it. We'll do a little Yiddish prayer later. Tell me about your record label. You have six artists on there that are really cool and happening. Biwana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You too. Then
us
you have
too.
The Crouch and 40 Sippas. Who else?
Young Friend and Billy Ray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we also have a Spotify account where we...
Oh, good for you.
We all collab on some songs, and that just goes under our name, Nyla.
Oh, yeah. So you can look up Nyla, and you'll find collaborations between
okay.
all of us on
and
there.
Okay. And Nyla is spelled NYHLA.
You got it. Yep.
New York, HLA.
You can remember it like New York hates LA, but pop... Contrary to popular belief, it doesn't actually stand for anything.
You know
so.
What? Okay, let me ask you this. Are you a New Yorker or an LAer by heart?
I am a New Yorker by blood. I was born in Manhattan. I grew up
You're
in
New York. You're a hot New York Jew.
Hot New York Jew.
Get
you
over here
it.
With that furry chest and that furry schvance.
I love
I'm
how
from
you
Vancouver,
tell.
But
right.
I'm,
love
my
it.
Mentality is LA for sure. Yeah. I
love LA. You know what? First time I went
One
there.
One of our artists is there, actually, Billy Ray.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she moved there back in August or September of last year, and we just flew her back for a photo shoot, and she's back there now, and we're going to go visit her and bring her back here a bunch of times.
Let's pump her up. I want to do an interview with her.
Oh, yeah. We'll get her back.
Yeah, we'll get
along.
We'll
line that up for sure.
Yeah, we'll
great.
Do that. We'll do some content. Okay, I'm going to be playing both of your songs up next on the show. We have Frankenstein by Angus Maude. That's going to be next, followed by... Oh, actually, no. Oh, and... Jeez Louise.
Other way around.
Yeah, baby, we're doing my turn.
Okay, sick.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. His turn first.
His turn first.
Yeah,
Sam's
it's my
turn.
My turn.
It's
his
my
turn.
Turn. So, yeah.
Master.
And it's up next. This is, yeah, this song's coming out on Friday.
Yeah.
My album's coming out 2 weeks from Friday. It's a fun little bop. It's a little self-love bop. I wrote myself a love song to convince
to be
my,
clear, this the song is not out nice yet, so this is an Andyland exclusive
love
leak
it.
Right now.
Oh, yeah. I wish we had, like, you know, air horn effects and
you know what? I do
flex.
Have a sound effects boy, but I thought I'd ditch it for the show because I was like,
it's not us, but, you know, it would be nice to have, like, a Funkmaster Flex explosion.
I mean, you know.
And this is our first opportunity to leak a song, so this is exciting.
Okay, and let's talk about Frankenstein. Walk me through that for a little bit.
Frankenstein is a single I released pretty much exactly a year ago.
Yeah.
And it was on a little EP I did called Ponding.
Yeah.
There you go, Ponding.
There's a little air horn for you.
And the first voice you hear on it is actually my girlfriend, who is uncredited on the song. But
yeah.
In case you guys break up.
No, actually just because she didn't want to be credited. And no, not many people know that it's her. Some people even think it's me, but she killed it.
Wait, do you have like here? Oh, let me hear you sing. Let's get like an a cappella from you.
One more time.
Oh my God, both of you two. I love it. Go, yeah.
Whoa, yeah.
Oh my God,
do you want to know what that is?
Yes.
That is the transition music that happens between every scene in Hannah Montana. So it goes like this. It's like, so they're at the high school, scene over. Whoa, yeah. Miley. And then they go on to the
I
next
love
one.
That. Wait, yeah. How about Even Stevens, since we're talking about...
Oh, I don't know that off the top, but we can do Seinfeld. No, the Hannah Montana one, though, is really our thing.
It's all about the lip pop at the end of it with the Seinfeld.
I'm dead.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's it.
That's the hot part.
But that's the most you'll get of me singing.
Yeah, strictly sitcom tunes.
Can you do a song about me on the spot? Should we do this later on in the news? Give you some time to...
Oh yeah, I'll break into a conversation if it's kind of going south. I'm just gonna pop right in with a tune about you.
Here's what we're gonna do. We are gonna play My Turn.
Yeah.
By
Masher Man.
Thank you. And then we're gonna get into Frankenstein by Angus Maude.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, we're going to do the news. And then while we're doing all this, you boys think about a nice little song to serenade me. I'm like dying right now. You know what? I'm weak in the knees. My Turn Next by Mashman on
Andyland Radio.
There you go, boys.
Andyland Radio.
We love it.
My love is all you need. Find something you can see. Don't let up our heart. Lose trust in things. Maybe you should dream a little more about us. End of the night, you're in bed with me. I'm the only one you know that you really know. And I get it, but I'm getting pretty sick of you. Trying to fall in love with anyone but me. Still transfixed by a fantasy. When will you be mine again? Were you ever really? I think I'm your man. I know how you're feeling and I understand everything about you. I will never waste your time. Only when you're wasting mine. Learn how to be patient. I'm trying to get this sad from without you. But I don't wanna wait until it's my turn. If you don't love me now, how will we survive hurt? Turn your love off, give it to me. I'll keep it safe, why won't you give it to me? Let me love. What if I wanna have her though? Even if it never worked out. What if I feed off the curse? Oh, captain of the bleeding hearts club for boys. That's no way to live life. I need to know you're alright. You need to know peace of mind. We're still here alone when you hear her voice. How could I ever break your heart? You don't need a tragedy to save your heart. If you want somebody who will stay, my darling, who else would you trust? We could find a chemistry. You could tell me never leave. I'd still be your everything. All I need from you is to lean on us. But I don't wanna wait until it's my turn. If you don't love me now, how will we survive hurt? Turn your love off, give it to me. I'll keep it safe, why won't you give it to me? Me love.
CITR 101.9 FM.
That's all I want. Won't be here.
We make this work tonight. Maybe we can get together now. Losing my mind.
It was just a party.
Losing my mind.
Don't say you love me.
Is this love?
Is this love?
Just for us.
Just for us.
'Cause that's all I want.
Get ready to grip the sheets and bite the pillow. We're topping the news at the bottom of the hour.
Instagram was acting really funky today. Boys.
Oh, man.
Girls.
Ladies. Nipples. Nipples, thighs.
Yes.
I'll tell you right now, that was so frustrating. And it's happened twice, I think, now in the last 2.5 months or so, which is far too much.
Facebook has ruined everything they touch.
Absolutely. And yeah, it's like, of course, two of the biggest social media platforms are owned by the same company. So when one's down,
it's
the other's
stupid.
Down. I feel like Twitter's never down, too. Yeah,
Twitter's never down
because servers.
Nobody's workplace was down.
There's absolutely no way Twitter could be overwhelmed. Their servers. They do not have that many followers or that many accounts. But.
Yeah, we had to promote my song at 3 and we promoted it at 5. Can you imagine?
I was actually aiming to promote that at 12. So I had to wait 5 hours. I couldn't do anything. I had to sit there for 5 hours.
I was being a bitch.
See, me, I will say this. I don't post posts. I only post stories.
Right.
Which I like to do because in that way it's like people engage more and blah, 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 blah. But it's more special and fun. But I couldn't post any stories. And I'm here at the station doing a bunch of fun stuff and I couldn't post stuff. I was freaking out. Midsummer, for those of you who don't know but want to hit the movie theaters, it is out today. For those of you who don't know, Midsommar is this what? It's like
a creeper. I don't know if it's like a horror movie, like a slasher basher, but it's
a psychological
horror. Yeah. I want to see it. That's my favorite genre of film. I love horror films.
I got close to saying what I like read in the news about it, and Angus thought I was spoiling it.
I'm not a big fan of movies that I really want to see and watching their full trailers or hearing what people have to say before I've seen it.
Well, how do you know it's going to be good then?
I'll go decide.
basically, if you don't know what Midsommar is, I feel like I've been seeing promos for Midsommar for the last 2 years.
Yeah, there was like Vice and articles. GIFs,
yeah, like I thought I saw like GIFs and stuff and like memes about it already. Like maybe this is like the Mandela effect where it's like...
It was out 2 years ago.
Yeah, it was out 2 years
ago. Maybe it's linked to the Instagram blackout.
Maybe that's the true horror at the
Some
end of the film.
Spooky stuff.
Like, we were the cause of the Instagram blackout.
Could you imagine?
Yeah,
that would just be too wild.
Damn.
No, Midsommar. It's definitely really scary. Elvis biopic. Boys, let's talk about this.
All right. So
Angus, for those of you who don't know, Angus, president, co-founder, lover, fighter, blue hair.
Blue hair, that's me.
Yeah, is basically, he told me about this Elvis biopic, and I kind of read about some things about it. For those of you who don't know, this is big casting call in Hollywood.
Yeah. Apparently...
Who's going to play Elvis?
So they've narrowed it down to five lead actors to play, and the only two that I can remember off the top of my head, which were probably because they were the most interesting, were Miles Teller, who was famous for Whiplash, Harry Styles. Now... it seems as like
how
I think
the hell
Andy
is...
and I already disagree on Harry Styles. I think Harry Styles would do it great.
Okay, he would. Yeah, as you said, put bums in the seats.
Dollars in the box office.
I think he's got the moves for it.
He looks nothing like Elvis,
and he would have to like learn to sing and speak like him. Like,
I mean, yeah, when you do biopics, I guess you do have to look like them. But then, like,
of course
also
you do.
That's narrowing down how good of an actor you're going to get.
Not
he's.
Really.
Like, for my biopic, it better... Like, I don't care who plays
me. You might as well just cast Harry Styles in a movie.
For your biopic, Angus, you're going to have Angus Maud, the English politician, playing
you. You're going to have this grumpy 70-year-old...
He's dead.
Honey,
and he's still...
And
overpowering me on
tweet,
social media.
And he still gets hate tweets.
People still hate on him.
Bitter people hating on this dead man.
Well, I haven't even looked into what he did. So, I don't know if... Like, who knows?
But, I'm just going to assume he was gross.
But I have to... battle with him, so he's not gonna play me.
Some mornings that I wake up, I feel like the girl in Midsommar, with the mangled face, could be me.
I want Ariana Grande to play me in my biopic.
I want Whoopi Goldberg.
To play me.
I really do. I want either Whoopi Goldberg or who else could play me?
Oh man, I'm trying to think.
The
dog from Up.
You asshole. I don't know.
With the voice machine thing, like
such a
Hello,
dink.
I am.
Oh, I'm sorry. I know.
No,
I'm
it's okay. No, I
I'm
honey, give it. Give
I'm a shoo-in for Rivers Cuomo from Weezer for sure.
No, he's not tall enough for you.
No, true, but graphics have come so far that we can make Rivers
Cuomo
Aubrey Plaza. 6-1. Yeah.
Aubrey Plaza would play.
That would
mean
be a dream. I would know. I would prefer her play my mom in real life.
Reading on Variety. Baz Luhrmann is the guy who's going to be directing and
kind of
making that whole thing.
Did you just say Masherman or Baz Luhrmann?
Baz Luhrmann.
Baz Luhrmann.
No, Baz.
That's your arch nemesis.
No, it's not Baz Luhrmann. It's Baz Luhrmann.
And is his real name Zab Luhrmann?
No, it's okay. Did you not watch Great Gatsby, Shakespeare, Romeo and Juliet?
Oh, yeah.
I have not watched one of those.
Didn't he also do Australia? It was like a big bomb.
Also, did not watch. Yeah, apparently they thought it was just an advertisement. I heard
that was a stinker. At the box office.
What is your favorite movie, Andy?
Triumph of the Will.
What is your favorite horror film? How about that? Up?
That's so cute. You know what?
Yes. We called it.
Yeah, you did. I have nothing. I can't give back right now.
Sorry about that.
It's okay. I'll get over the airwaves to make you
feel better. I am constantly terrified that my house is just going to float away.
Oh, I thought you were saying I look like the boy in Up.
No, Sam,
I said the dog from Up, the cute little golden retriever with the voice box. I did not see. I wouldn't throw you that.
If Emily Bronstein is listening.
Oh, yeah, mine wasn't an insult, actually.
I'm finally getting it back in this life. So there you
go. Emily, we're here for you.
Who would have thought it would have been us?
All right, let's
move. Honestly, yeah, we're pretty. Go on.
Okay, everyone shut the hell up. I gotta do a show.
Okay.
Mad Magazine might be closing.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna miss that ugly boy.
did anyone ever read Mad Magazine? I did when I was a kid, and I used to watch Mad TV, which I love.
I remember
Mad TV was sick.
In elementary school,
so good.
They had Mad Magazine in the library, and it just had the coolest cover, so I'd flip through it. But
oh yeah.
That's like my only connection to it. But I don't like seeing things that have been around for so long die.
Do you think they're closing because political comedy is like a
okay,
minefield?
So that's the thing.
Oh, shit.
Because New York Times political cartoon is now gone.
True.
Right,
and
so you can't make any joke.
And then there was that dude, I forget his name, Michael something or another, De'Atto or De'Atter. I think he was a cartoonist, a political cartoonist, who did this cartoon of Donald Trump basically playing golf. And you know the Mexican guy who died with his kid crossing the river. Yeah, there was that cartoon. And basically it's the dude dead in the river with the kid. Donald Trump standing over saying, "Do you mind if I play through?"
Oh, wow. I mean, but that's like classic political cartooning. I don't know. I just
but
feel like
exactly.
It's...
So, I mean, it's important. It's relevant. So, yeah, I feel like there's definitely an attack on satire these days.
Yeah, it's a weird time for MAD to go under. But also, I haven't, like, seen much from them.
Maybe they're being bought.
I can't really wrap my head around where those kinds of forms of media, like, play into the internet world. Like, so...
Yeah, everything's internet. Like, all these publications are going under.
You know what? Let me just take a quick peek, Aruni. A little sneak peek. A little sneaky soda. Or what did you call it earlier?
A silly soda. I like sneaky sodas. That's sort of what we're doing here.
Sodas, to me, has too much negativity. You know, like, I don't want to sneak. I like silly sodas because it's so lighthearted and perfect.
Well,
aren't we
sneaking our
just
silly
like
sodas
me.
Into
You can
into
sneak
the
a silly
right
soda
now?
And that I'm totally okay with. You can sneak a silly soda.
You know what? I'm going to put you on the spot here.
Oh, no.
Weren't you supposed to do a rap about me or a nice little song about
me? I'm not going to, but Sam will.
Angus.
Hey, you already asked me to sing and I did it.
Okay, fine.
You wanted to come in and rhyme with me.
Okay. I'll just rhyme straight up words.
I got lots of needs.
You know, Andy Land, you could be my candy man. I got bands on bands. I could spend them at the Quickie Mart.
that's it.
That's it.
That was really great.
I needed to divert
Wait, Sam,
from my rhyme.
He's reading
scheme.
Off something. You wrote
my
that.
My jewel?
You wrote that.
Are you smoking hella vape in here?
Oh, I'm vaping hella smoke.
Seriously,
in here.
Are you smoking hella vape?
Oh, I got the sickest clouds Sam's in the west side of Falls Creek here.
Madeline Taylor is probably at home right now, and she's listening to this episode.
Am I going to get blacklisted?
She is our program director.
My pod's empty, I swear.
She is right now, I guarantee you, looking into the studio through the security camera.
Oh my God, shit, there's
saying,
cameras?
Are you smoking hella vape?
Oh, but what's her name? I need to plead with
Madeline Taylor. You better kiss her butt right now.
Madeline, thank you so much for this platform. I swear this pod is empty. I just wanted to look cool and hip for Andy. I just want to impress him so bad.
Don't move.
Shit.
She's right behind you.
No.
She's right behind you. She's right behind you.
Maybe the longest fingers I've ever seen.
Maybe if I don't move, she won't know I'm here.
Oh, she will know. Oh my God! That's coming. No, we're just joking.
Thank God.
Save the vaping for later.
I'm horrified of this. Okay, Matt.
All right.
Madeline, Maddie, my love.
And also,
get away.
You better give a shout out to Alex DeBoer, who runs one of the best news shows in this damn city.
Yo, quick shout out to Alex DeBoer. You do great work.
She's watching too.
I love you, Alex.
Oh my God. She said that's not good enough. She said she wants a better compliment.
Alex, please, I will marry you. I'll give you 50% of my album, Alex.
She doesn't want your toxic masculinity.
No! Am I being canceled?
You are being canceled.
I've worked so hard to not be canceled. What can I do?
Quick shout out to Alex.
Quick shout out, wait, no. shout out to Dora. Dora Duber, quick!
Oh,
DeBoer!
Quick shout outs to
Dora Duber!
Quick shout out to Dora Duber!
We love her!
Maddie.
I love you so much.
Oh my God.
Come back!
You're iconic.
Mom.
Okay.
All right. I think they're feeling a little bit better. Although,
God.
I do like this part of the song. Are you ready for it?
Ooh, I like that. I like the tea kettle that they got going on in there. That's fire.
No, I think that's like a really high percussion. Not percussion. Percussion's drum. Yeah. Look, let's move forward.
I'd like to imagine that was a human voice doing their best.
Okay, I think Madeline's okay now. She's fine with you.
Oh, thank you, Maddie.
Where the hell were we? Mad Magazine might be closing. Snapchat. What? It should close.
I'm about to go off on Snapchat.
Yeah, go off, King.
It's so boring. Who's using Snapchat?
Okay,
I'm not using Snapchat ever.
I'm going to be paraphrasing a little bit, but 2 years ago, summer 2017, Facebook... AKA Instagram offered Snapchat a big dose of money.
Yeah.
And Snapchat was like, nah, you know, we're good where we are, thanks, bye. And then Instagram went, okay, went to their lawyers, figured out how much they could copy stories, and then they kind of just found out they could just copy stories, so they copied stories, and now no one uses Snapchat anymore. I mean, people still do, but
yeah, it's,
not
it's,
for long.
It's premium. It's those premium, not safe for work Snapchats that are like the only thing Snapchat has going for them. Like, I know tons of people that are downloading Snapchats just to
well, it's back
look
to
at
its form. I mean, like, I don't know if I'm mistaken, but wasn't Snapchat originally like meant to be for nudes and
for like sexting?
I mean, right.
I think it's returned.
Yeah.
I think
like,
it's returned
was, like,
to form.
What it was made for? Like, I know it's turned into that, but like, wasn't that its original concept? And then it
But now Instagram has the photo bomb thing, so it just like expires after one thing.
It's just crazy.
That's true.
That
well, then if you take a Snapchat or a screen grab, it'll say things. Let's move forward. We got to get some new music. I'm kind of getting over everything.
Oh, that's awesome. Us yeah. too? Are you over us?
I'm so over you.
Should I leave, honestly?
Angus, you did not sing a song about me. I'm feeling really narcissistic.
I spit like 3 bars for this lovely human.
All right.
Here we go.
Okay. Andy Willis is the chillest.
Ooh.
And he spills.
Spills.
Wait, from the top. Do it again.
Okay.
Andy Willis is the chillest.
He the chillest.
And he spills.
And he spills.
All his pills.
All his pills.
On the ground.
On the ground.
And then I go to Kmart.
Go to Kmart.
And that's it.
I do like Kmart. Okay, cool. All right, you're redeemed. Look, let's get to some new music. We've got to move forward in the show. We have Realization, Frankie and the Witch Fingers. I just did an interview with Dylan from Frankie and the Witch Fingers.
Shout really out good Dylan.
Yeah,
shout
that's going to be coming
Dylan.
Out really
shout out
soon.
Alex DeBoer. Shout out Maddie.
Shout out Maddie. Do not forget Dora Duber.
Dora Duber.
Shout out Dora Duber.
How could
best
I ever
name
forget?
In Vancouver. If I have to fight someone for that, I will tell them that Dora Duber has the best name in Vancouver.
Can someone get Dora Duber right. An Uber out here in Vancouver, please?
There you go.
Do a rhyme about her. Realization, Frankie and the Witch Fingers on Andyline Radio.
As
CITR 101.9 FM.
Rocket to Russia. Nick Normal. There you go. I'm dedicating that song to Trump. He needs a rocket to Russia so he can get there quicker. Nick Normal. I've never heard of Nick Normal before. I don't know much about Nick Normal.
It's an excellent alias. I'm always sold by names.
So
like
good.
That.
I love it too.
Before that, we're listening to Realization. That is one of the new singles off of Zam by Frankie and the Witchfingers. I love Frankie and the Witchfingers. They are actually on the record label Greenway that is out of New York. We love, love, love Harry Portnoff. It's Portnoff, I think. I always mix up last names. I don't know how I do that. But Harry, we love Harry from Greenway. He set me up with some really awesome interviews with the MVPs, Acid Dad, Frankie and the Witchfingers, Fruit Tones. Big bands, like big major touring bands.
With
like
great names.
Big plants.
Great, exactly. Frankie and the Witchfingers, for those of you who don't know, Dylan told me. He said, I asked him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said to him, I said, look, I said to myself, don't ask about the name of the band. Because he probably gets asked that all the time. He doesn't, actually,
sure.
Apparently. Like, no one's going to say, hey, can you tell me where you got your band name from? Well, of course I do, in my own little way. And it turns out Frankie is the name of his cat.
Okay.
And Witchfingers is just like an aesthetic thing. Like, it's just kind of weird.
It just makes you think about long, curled up fingers.
I feel like Dylan has. Check out Zam. It's by Frankie and the Witchfingers. It's a new album. Realization, great track. We just played that. Boys,
yes.
Talk to me here. Talk to me about some things I didn't know much about. You know what?
What's up?
I'll tell you something that I bet you didn't know about.
Oh, my God, tell us.
Yeah, Vox actually just put out a list of 21 of the top Pixar movies.
Oh, no way.
In order.
Where's
ranked.
Up? In
Where's
order.
Up? Where's up?
Okay, so we were joking about Up, about how I look like the dog from Up or sound like.
And how
or
it might be your
just
favorite.
The general
your,
vibe.
Choose your words wisely, Sam.
Just the vibe
I
of
will
a
put
gold. You're a sweet golden retriever of a human.
And I said Up was your favorite horror film.
Yeah, because everyone's afraid of their house flying away.
I'm not.
Oh, well, then maybe we had some sort
of miscommunication. I used to watch The Wizard of Oz and be like, oh, I would love to go up in a tornado. I got obsessed with tornadoes and Kansas.
Oh, I was once caught in a hurricane. It was the most fun I've ever had in my life.
Right? I used to always pray for a tornado to touch down. I just thought it was so cool. And all the books I'd read as a kid. Sorry, just to diverge, but
yes.
This is a very important story.
Oh, sorry. Go
ahead. Oh, no, no. Please. I was looking at books. I was checking out so many books about tornadoes. The librarians were freaked out when I was a kid. And there's always... I gotta keep going. About my tornadoes and my Dorothy obsession. It was bizarre.
Yeah.
And all the, and it was always like these like bedraggled malls in middle America with tornadoes touching down behind them. It was so scary. Yeah.
I love it. I was in Hurricane Sandy in New York.
Oh. And
in New York, like all the trash is on the sidewalks. So there was like trash and bags and trees flying
everywhere.
Oh,
you're actually talking about, I thought you meant people.
Oh, no, not people. All the trash on the sidewalks.
Slapping it with, making no money, shopping it, doing a lot of stuff. Someone's, what is that?
Oh,
please do not distract me.
That is a
me.
Lurker. There's
Someone
a,
is really distracting me right now, making a lot of
there's
noise
a man
out
outside.
There.
Just get your paper and go.
Get your paper
Jesus.
And go.
I'm not that professional
I
enough
like
yet.
I'd just like to say for the viewers listening, just so they can relate to somebody, I personally don't like tornadoes.
Oh, he
and
does.
Don't wanna, and don't want to be involved
I don't like
in
natural okay. disasters.
Well, welcome to the tornado called Andy Land Radio, where we always go off topic. And now let's get back on topic. Vox put out a list. They checked it twice of the 21 top Pixar movies. And the movie Up placed number 6. Number 5 was, where is number 5 here? Ratatouille.
Okay.
Never saw it.
Not as good as Up.
Did not see it at all. No. That was not. Yeah. I don't know. It doesn't seem that appealing to me. Monsters, Inc. Well, let me find that later. Finding Nemo is number 4.
Okay, cool.
Toy Story, the original, is number 3.
Ooh. Fine.
And The Incredibles is number 2.
Okay.
And then WALL-E. WALL-E got number 1.
We sort of saw that coming. WALL-E's an excellent film. My pet Pixar movie is Big Hero 6.
Really?
I love Big Hero 6. It's such a good movie.
I haven't even seen Big Hero 6.
I think it's because it's the one about mental health and I'm a mess.
Oh, is it?
Honey, aren't we all? Monsters, Inc. number 13. I love that movie. That was good. Brave. I've never heard of that one.
Oh, Brave's with the Irish lady.
Yeah, I haven't seen Brave.
We had Irish boys on the show.
I miss them so much.
They were a lot of fun. Monsters University. I never saw it, so I really don't care. A Bug's Life. I did love that. That's
I'm
number
surprised
16.
Up isn't higher, honestly. That's my only real surprise here.
Finding Dory is number 17.
That's BS.
Oh, sorry. Right, because it's Finding Dory, not Finding Nemo. Sorry.
Right, yeah, no. Finding Dory shouldn't be on the list unless there was only 21 movies.
I will say if there's one thing I agree on is Cars being number 18 out of 21. Because Cars is almost like a James. Who's the guy that Mall Cop?
Paul Blart?
Who's the actor?
Kevin James.
Yeah. Cars is like the equivalent of me watching a Kevin James movie. It just is like...
I feel you. That's perfect.
I cannot... Kevin James, ugh.
I don't know.
He kills
are
me.
You what?
He kills me.
Expand on that. Like, you're in the Kevin
James. He just
James.
Represents everything stupid and dumb.
Oh, yeah.
About like... And it's not even funny. It's like some middle-aged man that's fat... Making it like, and it's not even intelligent.
Yeah,
I don't want to hate on him.
No. I mean, the hate on the choices.
We are
impressed with how many bad films he's in. I don't understand how you can even do that unless
Paul
you're doing
Blart
it on purpose.
Paul Blart goes.
Paul Blart.
Sick.
Is terrible. Ugh. Did you know that was apparently a stolen script? Because the same year, Observe and Report came out by Seth Rogen, and that script got leaked. And so Seth Rogen just recently like said in an interview, he's like, "Yeah, like that's the rumor that they stole the script."
Look, we got Hologram next on the show. We got to wrap things up here. We're running a little bit over time. We have Hologram by Taco Cat on Andyland Radio.
Need a quickie? We have you covered. Visit AndylandRadio.com for clips from previous episodes. Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis. Our borders are always open. We'll be right back.
626 Bedford Avenue. I think I regret that night of kissing you. Baby, let's have a conversation. And God forbid we have a connection. I'd like to know what you're thinking. Cause I don't get near what I've been given. 626 Bedford Avenue. I think I regret that night of kissing you. I should have left when you left at my shore.
But I keep on coming back.
626 Stupid Avenue. Don't make me regret that night of kissing you. You can't forget me. Your insecurities are ruining everything that we could be. Get your head out of your ass and take a good look at yourself. 626 Bedford Avenue. I think I regret that night of kissing you.
I should have left.
That night of kissing you.
I should have left
when you left at my shore.
But I keep on coming back.
626 Stupid Avenue. Don't make me regret that night of kissing you.
I fell in love
and you treat me like shit.
But I keep on coming back. But I keep on coming back.
Six 626 Bedford Avenue by the Drums on Andyland Radio. I love that song. It always gets me really happy and excited. Plus, I love the lyrics and what it kind of all says. It's basically like, I don't know. It's almost like a love. It's like, okay, maybe it's like a love song, but maybe it's also a song that's like, hey, we used to like hook it up and maybe it was at this place and you're really crazy and you threw yourself at my feet.
Oh, I can relate.
Oh, me too. I throw myself at people all day, and I love it.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah. Honey, the interview is not done yet. Honey, when we leave the studio, I will be on you in the lot. You just wait.
Oh, there's a part two.
I don't. Sick. Part three, maybe, if you're lucky. Breakfast in the morning. Ooh, honey, okay. I can get us some good bagels at Solly's.
Okay. Wait, now you're just working my Jew heart.
I love it. I love your little Jew heart. It's sexy.
It's yours.
It's furry. It's circumcised.
Yeah. Are you? I got a lot of work on my heart. Oh, of course.
Okay, good. Okay. You wouldn't have to, like, if you converted, or not converted, but like went back to your roots.
Oh, yeah. No, I wouldn't need to. I wouldn't. There, that would
get
be
your
fine.
Schwanz
that's
cut.
That's just an emotional choice.
Okay. You know what? You overshared a little bit too much. Boys, it was my fault. I don't know. It was weird.
Sam, come on.
I have no restraint. I have no restraint, but.
I have no boundaries or sense of them, so it's an awful mix.
I think there might be a part three. Boys, if you would like to just give some promo to your albums, if you have anything out, and plug your stuff, because we're wrapping it up.
I suppose I should go first, because I go first. So yeah. I have a song called My Turn that we played earlier. That's out on Friday. And then two Fridays from now, July 19th, I put out my debut album, Otis. I put a lot of work into it. It's a bit of a relationship story. It's the only one I'm going to do. I figure one relationship album's enough. I don't want to be that sad boy the whole time. So I've got a record out on July 19th, and I think you will like it very much. And Angus. Oh, and my name's Masherman. That's easy. Masherman.
Mas. Herman.
Yes. My name's Sam Herman. Flip Sam backwards. Masherman. And follow me. My Instagram's masher.man. I run Nyla Records, NYHLA Records.
Yep.
At Nyla Records on everything. And my friend Angus is also working on an album due this year.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I just put out a single. Yeah, good for you, Sam.
Thanks.
I just put out a single last week. It's the first official single off the album, and my album's called Blue Book, and it's somewhat of a relationship album, but it talks about substance abuse, and it's a very, very sad album that I've been working on for 2 years now.
It's cuter than it sounds.
That has been disguised with like pop appeal. So I'm really excited to put it out. I'm still working on it. I'm trying to finish it this week, and hopefully it'll come out this year. I'm just going to keep putting out singles until it's fully done. But yeah, and I also run Nyla Records, NYHLA, and you can follow me, Angus Maud, on everything, everywhere. I actually got my handle on everything, so that's lucky.
So does Harvey Weinstein. Look where that got
him.
Oh, he did it.
I'm not sorry for swearing. Okay, so let me explain to you why that's so funny. Because when Crouch and 40 Sippers, one of your artists, was on our show.
Last week.
I referred to Angus Maud as Roger Ailes, as I believe Phil Spector, and also I should also call you like Ike Turner. Happy.
And
Harvey Weinstein.
And he hated it, and I loved it so much. Thank you.
It was funny. So much.
Some stoner humor. I don't know. It was funny.
Oh yes, we got the bong sample.
Just for some context, before we started this interview, that was like my one.
I just said,
I'm like, look,
you know
we
what?
Can talk about anything and everything, but that thing that you said last week, please don't bring that up. I don't want that to become something.
Oh, okay.
The self-proclaimed.
I'm sorry. I love it.
You know what?
You are Roger Ailes because you're controlling the media message and the news.
Yeah, you're trying.
You're writing the news.
Angus.
Okay. Angus.
All right.
Angus.
All right. Okay. I'm sorry.
Angus.
I'm sorry.
All right. Okay, look, we got to go. If you want to catch more episodes of the show, you can always do so. They're on AndyLineRadio.com. They're all there. And as I always like to say, good night, sleep tight, and don't forget to tip your drag queen.
Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis is broadcast and taped live from the traditional, ancestral, and ceded territory of the Musqueam people. To listen to a recording of this episode and more, visit AndyLandRadio.com. Andyland Radio is made possible by the students of the University of British Columbia and members of its Alma Mater Society. Production assistance provided in part by Madeline Taylor, Miles Black, Alec Christensen, and Dora Duber. Special thanks to the volunteers and collectives at CITR 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine.
That's all, folks.